This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, it's Wednesday, September 28th, and this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host, and coming up in just a moment, my conversation with Sherry Rosenberg, CEO of the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce.
Need parts for your washer or dryer? Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton can help. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We have all the hoses and electrical pigtails, all that to hook it up from the electrical point of it and the hose part of it also. And then we have all the vent tubing and stuff for the dryers to hook up the vents on the backside.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street, Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
You informed on local issues. Back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5 1290 KUMA.
Well, good Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here for the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tespin, your host, and joining me this morning in studio is Sherry Rosenberg, CEO of the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. And Sherry, Roundup is over. But I imagine you're already starting to plan for next year.
As a matter of fact, yeah.
I checked my emails
this morning and hey, we're going to meet. So that, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what happens.
Well, let's recap Roundup for a moment. How did the RV rentals go?
Went well, bumps on the backside of things here and there. As some folks may know, we were moving right into the world of technology. So we were using some software and things in the hopes of making things easier. You know, some things were easier. Some things were, of course, way worse because it's brand new software and thousands of people using it. So, you know, we'll continue to iron that out. But, you know, Altruce, of course, you know, they're champs of all of this. I can't and don't have any desire to do what they do. So it's really, really nice to have that partnership. Again, just making those connections now that it's over, debriefing what went well, what didn't. We could plan for everything. Every year we meet and say, oops, we need to do this. Oops, we need to. And we've been doing this right for years, way before I even got here. And yet, right, every year you learn something new, right? Every single year. And every single year we forget something 24 hours in advance. So we're hot off the press making signs or running this thing down there, that, you know, those kinds of things. So, you know, we have some lifelong, I mean, Sharon Sackerson has been up at Sunridge, or not necessarily at Sunridge, but has been helping us for 30 years. I mean, she's been doing this for a year and she loves it, right? It's just, there's lots of really good positive things that come out of it, no matter how hard the work is. So that's always nice, you know, just to have those people that really love it and enjoy what they do and come back every single year to help. Like, you can't ask for a lot more when you need this many volunteers. So,
and it's great to have people like that, that they don't look at it as, oh, I'm just doing it for another year. They enjoy doing it every year. Did you get to ride the rides at the carnival in your parking lot?
Oh, heavens no. I avoided that like the plague. Oh my goodness, no. You know, great people. I mean, the people who put it on, I will say, you know, the owners, they come every year. They come speak to us every year, you know, those kinds of things, come have a nice conversation. They're really, really great to work with. It's just, it's a carnival in your parking lot. I mean, there's just no good way around that. Hard to get work done, hard to get visitors there. You know, it's just, we're glad it's there. You know, of course, it's just part of the whole package. So, you know, we're glad we have the space. We're glad to work with those folks, but it definitely, you know, we start preparing, we start getting our little park here signs, you know, and going over staff like, okay, you can park here, but you can't park here, and make sure you do this and all those kinds of things well in advance. But, you know, it works out every year. But heavens no, I couldn't do that for so many reasons. We won't talk about how old I am, but I couldn't do that. No way.
I wasn't going to ask that. But we got the answer. You stayed off the carnival.
I stayed
rides.
Off the rides.
But it looked like everybody else had fun, and that's great. Well, what's coming up at the Chamber in the month of October?
We're reinstating. We started some things, and then just as I'm sure people are noticing, you know, you kind of start down a path and then the world shifts. Even now, I mean, we're still not back to that, like, Monday is Monday and Thursday is Thursday. We're just not there yet, though everybody's trying, right? And we're really trying hard to incorporate kind of those standing appointments or those standing activities in the hopes of creating some normal. But right now, the big one, I guess, for the Chamber starting the first Wednesday of August, or not August, I'm sorry, October, is coming back to that. We call them 12 at 12s, but they will, the time can definitely change depending on the sectors that we're working in. But really, it's just that. It's myself, Chris Hagwood, my executive assistant, and then 10 business members that all kind of work kind of similarly in the same sector, so we can have some really good conversation, but, and just meeting with them either at lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever works for their industry, and just really nailing down what do they need from us? What does the future of the chamber look like? What's the future of their business look like? And how do we help them in that? What's our role, you know, and what's their role? Where are they headed for the future? We've had a couple already, which were really eye-opening. Especially in the, like, how can we help? Like, how do you see us partnering with you? That's very helpful for us. It gives us some action items. So we're going to do one every single Wednesday, except for the last Wednesday of the month, because I'm here. So that's just a lot in one day. But yes, for three Wednesdays out of the month, we'll do that and just have some really good conversation. And then the goal of this leading into December is to take all this information that we're learning directly from our members and then coordinate our next year. As some folks know, we do our strategic planning, our goals for next year in that December meeting, and those goals are going to come directly from our membership. Before, we just kind of, you know, our board made them up because they were business owners, and now we just kind of want to expand that and go really outside into, you know, kind of the weeds, you know, really getting deep into each individual business and having those conversations, and then we'll make our goals based on what we find out.
And the 12 for 12, is that strictly for members?
Yes.
Or if,
yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. You know, if you want to have a conversation with me privately, of course, I definitely, you know, will speak to anybody. Of course, my door is always open. But yes, those things, because like I said, we're building, you know, our organization and our goals around that. And our membership is who we serve. You know, we are not a community organization, and not that we don't love our community and do, you know, but I'm held to that standard of my membership and ensuring that I'm being a good steward of their membership dues and working on their behalf. If I had a business and I knew that Mary was getting the exact same benefits Bill was, but Bill wasn't providing any sort of either monetary or volunteer work or anything like that, I would have a hard time. So we just always really want to stick to that. But like I said, we're willing to talk to anybody, of course, you know, if you have some thoughts and ideas. We are part of the community and we want the community to be involved. But for this particular gathering, yes, you are going to need to be a member.
And as far as knowing what's coming up for the next 12 at 12, Facebook, the website,
it's an invite. Again, we're basing it kind of on sectors. So we may have, you know, some folks from the title company and some folks from real estate, you know, those folks kind of work closely together. So, cause some of their concerns, or thoughts, ideas may be similar. We want to make sure the conversation is a good, productive conversation. And I think, not that the conversation wouldn't be good, but it's hard to connect all the dots, at least for us, if we have, you know, a restaurateur, you know, somebody from Keystone, and then somebody from the prison. Those are just such wide variety of issues that they would have. I think it would be harder to have a meaningful conversation in that manner. So you will be invited. You know, we're just kind of picking sectors, like I said, just kind of going through, rolling the you know, the 10-gallon hat, as you said, we're picking in there and just, you know, pulling out those sectors and those kinds of things. There's no real rhyme or reason other than making sure that those folks at the table have some similarities. So again, that can be a meaningful conversation.
All right. Talking to Sherry Rosenberg with the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a break. Back with more after this.
The City of Pendleton wants to help you replace your old, uncertified wood stove with a new, more efficient heating system. We're offering interest-free loans up to $3,500 to help you buy a new stove that could be natural gas, pellet, electric, or wood. With our program, you save money and you help clear winter haze and smog in Pendleton. It's a win-win for everyone. Call 966-0249 or visit the city's website for more information on the wood stove replacement program.
Enjoy an evening out and support the Umatilla County Historical Society at their annual fundraiser, the Heritage Dinner, at 5:30 p.m. on Friday, October 7th at the Pendleton Convention Center. Miriam Reed will perform her one-woman play, Susan B. Anthony Says a Word, while you dine on a delicious meal and hear from friends of the Historical Society on why they continue to support UCHS. Tickets available at Heritage Station Museum, $60 for members and $65 for non-members. Special thanks to premier sponsor, CHI St. Anthony Hospital.
If you or a loved one is living with memory decline or a diagnosis of dementia, it can be a time of great uncertainty and anxiety. As your partner in active aging, McKay Creek Estates has developed a free guide to cognitive health that addresses common memory loss questions and concerns, including information on different stages of memory loss, cognitive assessments, and more. This guide is intended to provide the resources needed to live a healthy, fulfilled life at any age. Download your free cognitive guide today by visiting PrestigeCanHelp.com. That's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
It's the $500,000 sizzling spin station at Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Over $10,000 in cash and prizes every weekend. Every winner spins our mega slot and wins. Hit the sizzling line and instantly win $250,000 cash. Drawings every 30 minutes Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9:30 p.m. Three grand prize winners will spin to win up to $30,000 cash on October 30th. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, it's your place for more fun. Visit wildhorseresort.com for more details.
This is Brian from Burns Mortuary. Did you know that Oregon law requires other vehicles to yield the right-of-way to a funeral procession, and drivers are required to stop at intersections and allow a procession to pass? Other vehicles may not drive between or join the funeral procession. It's the law, and it's also the right thing to do. Thanks for doing your part in the funeral procession safety. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, serving Umatilla, Union, and Grant counties for over 80 years.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Pendleton Chamber of Commerce CEO Sherry Rosenberg. And Sherry, are you planning for the first citizens banquet yet?
We are, absolutely. That was kind of the joke of, you know, getting ready for Roundup. And Roundup week, we were talking about first citizens. Like, once the event is actually here, we're done. Like, we've done all we can do, and now we've actually moved on. We're into next year. But yeah, nominations are ready. They're open all year now. We changed that last year. You know, the sooner you get them in, the easier it's going to be. We're hoping, you know, the next time I'm here, we'll have kind of an announcement on how we're going to do some things. We're looking to change some things, but we haven't nailed that down yet. So I'll let everybody kind of guess what that's going to be. But yeah, they're ready to go. We hope, you know, we have slated for January, the last Friday in January, down at the convention center. That's been solidified. So, you know, just again, looking at what does it look like? Does it need to change? Does it not need to change? How are our businesses interacting? You know, then everybody decorates the table and everybody loves that piece, right? And that's one of the things that really sets us apart. But as we found last year, I mean, the harsh reality is a lot of businesses, the biggest thing was they just didn't have staff that they could send down there for 2 days to do that, and or the funding. You know, so it's that thing of, we certainly don't want to get rid of that piece because people love it so much. But I think for the first time, and I don't know, we ended up doing 6 to 7 tables ourselves. And my staff certainly doesn't have time in the midst of all of that to do these big elaborate tables either. So I understand it. So, you know, it's just all those things, like everything, like we just talked about, right? Everything is different and we're just trying to figure out what it looks like moving forward, but keeping with some of the stuff that we really, really love. We love that, you know, people would come over. We hear it all the time. People come over from neighboring communities simply because they love what we do. You know, the tables are different and it's such a different vibe and feeling. So, you know, just having those conversations, but we're ready. Our committee is going to meet here probably next week and, you know, get the ball rolling. And we've already had sponsors come in, you know, which is great. And we really love that sponsors are excited and already, you know, kind of they come to us saying, you know, how can I pay you? Which we're always, you know, excited to have that and have those people really connected in that event that they really find value in. So.
Talk about the thought process that goes into nominating someone for the First Citizens Awards. I know it's early and that's okay because, you know, nobody likes a procrastinator. But what should folks be thinking about in letting you know, hey, this person should be awarded the First Citizens Award?
Well, it's really, you know, if you look at the application, it's laid out pretty nicely, kind of what the expectation is, of course. You know, I would say get it in. I mean, it seems like it's early, but it's not. As everybody knows, we kind of went to that video, that kind of cinematography, you know, the winner is that Oscar style, which people really seem to like. So we have to have time to do those. I mean, those take some time. Dave and Michael last year did an amazing job. I mean, they turned out so much better. anybody who works with me will tell you I'm one of those, like, let the professionals do what the professionals do. I don't get involved. That's not my thing. I don't do videography. And I just said, this is my thought. Take my brain and figure that out. And they far exceeded anything I could have come up with. So, you know, we're looking to do that again. So we need those now. You know, we really need to look at those folks now. There is a nominating committee. If you are interested in sitting on that committee, let me know. You do have to be, again, a member in good standing, of course, to be on that committee. But by all means, you know, we want people on that committee from all sectors and all, you know, demographics, generations, those kinds of things, because it does, you know, I look at a business different than you're going to look at a business. We just are, you know, letters, you know, get your letters. If it's a business, you know, really, your employee's voice is huge in those, I will say. You know, if it's a boss, same thing, you know, really let us know why, like what makes your boss different than, you know, somebody else is being nominated. So it's never too soon. You know, it's never too soon. So get us those as quickly as you can. And like I said, if we kind of change the format a little bit, that's going to take a little time too. So we'd love to get those as soon as we could.
All right. Well, if anybody has questions about First Citizens Awards, wants to sponsor, as Sherry mentioned, those sponsors are already coming forward, get a hold of Sherry, her staff, and the Pendleton Chamber and get involved in that. And yeah, kudos to you guys for last year. I heard nothing but great things. Your office deals with tourists and supports local businesses, but you also offer information and advice to people who are moving here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we always want people to move here, right? As everybody knows, our population hasn't changed much in the last 20 years, and lots of reasonings for that. And, you know, when you have Steve Christman on here, he can tell you them all because he's very well versed in what that looks like. And he does a much better job at it than I. But so, you know, one of the big things we do, and not so much with private families, but, you know, when positions are open, when, you know, there's other needs, CEOs in town, physicians, things like that. One of the things that we really do is try to get as much information as we can about them. You know, are they married? What age are their children? Does their significant other work outside the home? What does that look like? Are they going to be working when they get here? Do they already have something lined out? All of those things, we try to gather as much of that information as possible. And then when they get here, have those people at the table to really answer any of those questions. If I'm looking to move somewhere and I have a choice between Pendleton, who they had a daycare provider there, they had the teacher who my kid would be going to school with, they had somebody who, you know, worked in the same sector as my significant other, to have conversations about what that looks like, or, you know, Johnsonville down the road who said, yep, this is our population and here's our school. It does make a difference on where you're going to ultimately end up. So we just really try to fit it to their needs, you know, not so much. I mean, we do definitely sell Pendleton as a whole, but I think that's definitely more on the tourism side of things. But specifically for people who are looking to relocate here. And we've get lots of calls that way. Lots of people reach out to us, you know, we'll go as far as, you know, looking them up on Facebook and do they look like they like wine? Great. We'll put some wine in a basket and put it in their room. I mean, just whatever we can do to kind of make them understand that Pendleton is a little bit different than any other community that you're going to go to. So, which is part that we love. We love doing that kind of stuff. So it's fun for us to be able to kind of recruit, even though we recruit kind of quietly and just, you know, again, what can chambers do? We just make those connections. We just figure out what your need is and we figure out who could help you fill the need. And then we step out of it and let that happen organically.
I remember years ago after graduating college, you know, I was looking for a job. You know, I was literally pulling out the phone book. I know some people don't even know what that is, but, you know, and looking at communities and stuff. But I remember one city in particular on the East Coast literally sent me a welcome pack. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a big manila envelope, everything, city map, city directory, what to do, where to hike, where, you know, all of that. Do chambers still do that? Do you guys still
do it?
That?
Yeah, we do it. Yep, absolutely. We do it all the time. That's one of the, you know, the other things. Again, if it is just a family, if it is just a, like, we're looking type of thing, then yeah, you just give us a call. And again, you know, we ask some questions like, again, do you have kiddos? Are you going to be buying a home? Are you going to be renting? Like those kinds. So we're not just, you know, throwing spaghetti at the wall and filling the stuff of stuff you're just going to throw away. We do try to make even those packages very intentional to ensure that you're getting the correct information. We're on information overload, right, in this day and age. So it is important that we just provide exactly what you need. And yeah, we do that all the time. And we even do that when people are just coming, you know, back to that kind of that tourism. You know, hey, I'd like to hike. I'm going to come through Oregon somewhere. They may not even be coming to Pendleton. tell me what you can tell me, send me what you can send me, right? And so even in that, right, we're digging out Hypogamax from the coast and maybe Central Oregon and just those kinds of things. They may never come to Pendleton in general. But it, we say all the time, and Roundup's a great example of this, but any of our events, people's experience starts from the second we answer the phone. It doesn't start when they get here and they had nice customer service at one of our restaurants or they found this cool retail shop. That's not when their experience starts. Their experience starts from whether or not myself and my staff are kind, helpful, and resourceful on the phone. That's their first taste of Pendleton. So even if they're not coming here, they will always remember. You know, we had a gal call the other day. She was sure she rented this place. It was this building at this place next to a dock. And we're like, what on earth is she talking about? So we just did what we always do and got on the phone. And it ended up being Pendleton, South Carolina, where they had rented this place where her family had met, et cetera. And we were able to call her back and say, this is who you want to talk to. These are the people. And that's the kind of stuff we do all the time. And it may seem silly, but I tell you, Mabel, and that was her name, Mabel will remember us forever because we figured out where on earth her family had that reunion. So it's just, you know, and that's fun stuff that we get to do. You know, it's not all. So it, sometimes it's not even about Pendleton in general, but they will at least remember, I guess, when they called us at that time that, you know.
Well, I learned something today and... I now know that there's a Pendleton, Oregon, and a Pendleton, South Carolina.
There is, and we do get a lot of Pendleton, Indiana. So there's one of those too. And actually, what was interesting, the gal from South Carolina said, oh, I've had to send checks to you guys a couple times. Like, people just be paying random stuff into random cities. Like, so she has heard of us. I did not know there was a South Carolina, but I know now. And she was lovely as well. Like, oh, yeah, we knew you guys were out there. We get stuff for you all the time. So, you know, it's a big world, but it's really not. So, you know, so some of it's kind of fun and interesting, you know, just some good stuff. And we get good laughs out. But we say we need to do like a chamber book one of these days and like the funny things that we do. But, you know, it's all in good fun.
Maybe a campaign, how the three differ and.
Right.
Not necessarily why one is better. But
right. Yeah, it's just it's interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
You would be surprised how many Pendletons are out there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. It's interesting.
Well, and that's one of the things I enjoy about this program is I always learn something sitting in this seat. Well, I'm talking to Sherry Rosenberg, CEO of Pendleton, Oregon Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to take a break back with more after this.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today in Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free in your hand. Spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook. See us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Hunters, I have a bit of a secret.
Tell me.
Mudding snow are way more fun when you have the right tire in your truck, trailer, and ATV. BF Goodrich KO2, you gotta drive these.
Tell me.
Need the bearings packed on that trailer? New windshield wipers on the truck? Batteries tested? Hey, we can help. We hope you have a great season and trust what you love to your locally owned Pendleton Tire and Auto, 25 Highway 11, Pendleton, 276-2774.
Tell me.
Nope. Still not gonna tell you our favorite spot.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290, KUMA.
Back this morning with Sherry Rosenberg, CEO of the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. And Sherry, we are getting closer to the 2023 session of the Oregon Legislature. Are there any concerns you are aware of yet that the Chamber is lobbying for or against?
Not yet. We have lots of concerns, right? But we haven't quite come out to what the legislation is looking at right this second. As everybody knows, just, you know, that world in general is, it's tough right now. It's really tough. We are in a really interesting climate. The world is very divided right now, whether it's Oregon or just our nation in general, this sort of Democrat versus Republican thing. I do think there's a lot of folks in the middle saying, like, both sides need to shush, you know, like, just shush it for a minute and, like, let us even think. It just seems like we're on such information overload. You know, people are struggling with what's real, what's not real. You know, it's hard. It's hard enough if you've ever, you know, had the opportunity to read some of these bills. They're really convoluted and they're really hard to understand. Is yes, yes, is yes, no, is no, no. It's all those things. So unfortunately, I think what we are seeing is people just taking that step back and kind of not engaging at all, which, you know, certainly is not the answer. Not that I have the answer, but, you know, gone, I think I've said it in many, many interviews, unfortunately gone feels like is the day where we can just amicably agree to disagree. Like, that isn't quite an option anymore. And so, you know, you just feel like people just aren't engaged, you know, at all. So I guess we'll see what happens. You know, I think unfortunately, chambers and lots of other, they're having to take some real hard stance that I don't think we would have had to take in the past, because some of the things coming out of our Capitol are pretty, you know, are pretty extreme one way or the other. And we're just having to kind of, you know, for our business, you know, when I say I'm business, I'm pro business. That's our stance. That will always be our stance. We will not get in the weeds about certain things, regardless of my thoughts on, you know, gun control or school legislation, whatever. That's not what my seat, it's pro-business. Anything outside of that, I can personally have an opinion about and do and vote accordingly. But as far as my seat, you know, we will always be pro-business. So if it's any way, shape or form hindering that, then yes, we will definitely take a stand.
Fall is here, and I wanted to just give you an opportunity real quick. Does that change the hours or how the chamber operates?
Nope. So we're, you know, still there. Our staff is looking to do things differently. As everybody knows, workforce is different. And what does that look like? So we're look, but, you know, as far, you know, 8:30 to 5 Monday through Thursday, and then 8:30 to 3 on Fridays. And simply because, you know, the big thing for the Friday, I was like, why do you... Everybody still needs volunteers everywhere. And, you know, so we go and we volunteer. So if we're not at the office, we're probably out in town somewhere doing something, because that, you know, unfortunately is a requirement to work with us. So be part of the problem or the solution. So.
Bye. All right. Well, Sherry Rosenberg, Pendleton Chamber of Commerce, my guest. Sherry, thanks for
coming. Of course. Thank you.
And if anybody has any questions about anything happening in Pendleton, be sure to reach out to Sherry and her staff at the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. That's going to do it for this Wednesday edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Have a terrific day, and we'll be back. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.